Workers at the country's largest grocery store chain, Kroger, and other big retailers are calling on their employers to reinstate hazard pay and ramp up COVID safety precautions. Do you work retail or at a supermarket? What is work like for you in the pandemic? Do you know what you'll do if you test positive for COVID? Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Melanie Meyer-Barthoff is political director and service director for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1473, representing workers in Wisconsin. Nationwide, the UFCW represents 900,000 grocery employees. Melanie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we also have Amy Schultz here, who is a Kroger employee in southeastern Wisconsin and a member of UFCW Local 1473 Union's executive board, as well as the union steward at her store. Amy, welcome to you.
Thank you for having me also.
Amy, can you put us in your footsteps, if you will, for a moment? What is it like to go to work at your store?
Well, in the beginning of the pandemic, it was so busy and crazy, but people were really like thanking us for being there, and people were a lot nicer than they had been. And as time has gone on, that caring has kind of gone away, and it's, you know, you never know. And people aren't wearing masks as much as they used to. And everyone's using the excuse that they have a health condition and they can't wear one. And it's pretty scary because you never know if you're going to get it or not.
Grocery store workers, you're interacting with customers every day and within that eye contact range. What is it like enforcing a mask mandate in stores? What do you say?
It's hard because we politely try to remind people that you have to be wearing a mask in the store. And some people just say, I have a health condition and keep walking. Some people start yelling at us. They make it political and say, you must have voted for so-and-so. And we don't look at it that way. We don't look at it as a political thing. We look at it as a safety issue for not just our employees, but other customers as well. We deal with hundreds of people a day, and the people that aren't wearing the masks are the ones that scare us the most.
Melanie, your union represents around 12,000 people in Wisconsin. Can you give us a snapshot of the kind of professions that members of your union work in?
Yes. So we are 12,000 members strong statewide, and our membership is pretty evenly split between workers in grocery retail stores and workers in food processing and meat packing plants. And then we also have some of our membership who work in healthcare facilities, assisted living centers, and nursing homes as certified nurses aides, dietary staff, housekeeping staff, and we also represent workers who work for insurance companies and banks and optical centers. But the majority of our membership is essential food workers in food production or grocery stores.
So a wide range of settings, but COVID can happen in any of those settings. Can you draw some parallels on what it is like to work in these areas, in the pandemic, but also a lot has changed over these months, 9 months now?
Absolutely. Every industry, you hit it right on the head. No matter what industry our members are working in, all of our members are essential workers. And so while we are very thankful that they've been able to continue working and receiving income, they are working in a hazardous environment. And so their workplaces have definitely changed. You walk into a packing plant, for example, and it is one-way aisles, markers on the floors, telling you to keep social distance, plexiglass, keeping people separated, similar in our grocery stores. The plexiglass, the markers on the floors, changes in the way that we interact with customers to be more safe in the workplace, and changes with operations as well. So whether you're in a optical center setting or in a grocery store setting, changing the way that our members are performing their jobs so that they can maintain that distance from their coworkers and from their customers as well.
Amy, in this pandemic, some retailers have been making huge gains as their profits are soaring. Have you, as an essential worker, been able to have any type of bonus pay, or what has that been like?
We did have some bonus pay, and they called it hero pay, back in the beginning of the pandemic, but they took that away. So we haven't gotten that. We've gotten a few, a couple $100 bonuses on our cards to use in the store. But as far as everyday raises or, you know, extra money for hazard pay, no, they took that away and we haven't gotten it back. And to be honest, conditions have just gotten worse. Because like I said, as time has gone on, there's less people that are really actively staying 6 feet apart from one another. People don't care about wearing masks. I mean, there are still a lot of people that do wear masks and do care. But, you know, we still have so many to worry about that people just don't follow the rules right now.
We're talking about what it is like to be a frontline worker. Amy Schultz is a Kroger employee in southeastern Wisconsin on the executive board of UFCW Local 1473. Melanie Meyer-Barthoff here is political director and service director for Local 1473. Taking your questions as well about the pressing issues facing grocery store workers. Maybe you are an essential worker in another area, another facet. What is your union like and how are they representing you in this moment? 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Melanie, take us into meatpacking for a moment. Earlier this year, there were COVID outbreaks at meatpacking facilities across our state. What kind of concerns have workers expressed about preventing the spread of the virus in places where people are working very closely together?
Yeah, so obviously in a packing environment or even in a grocery retail environment where you are interacting in a grocery environment with hundreds of customers a day in a packing plant, you are generally working in closer proximity and there's larger volumes of people in that environment. So pretty much across all industries, we're hearing just everyone wants to make it home to their and they want to be as safe as possible in the workplace. So we have worked so hard with all of our employers negotiating those safety protections for our members. So seeing things like plexiglass barriers on break room tables so that even in their break time, when there's large numbers of people in a break space, that they are separated and also staggering breaks so that there are less people in one area at one time. And just anything that we can do, whether it's spacing people out on the production line or advocating for customers in a grocery environment to be wearing masks, we're doing everything that we can. And as a union, we are so fortunate to be able to represent our members because unfortunately there is no OSHA mandate specific to COVID-19, which really means that employers are not required to implement safety precautions specific to COVID-19. So we have been
the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, they're not coming in and seeing to make sure that you are putting these COVID safety precautions in place in your store.
No, they're not. So that's something a lot of people don't know is that OSHA has failed to act regarding COVID-19. They have not put any specific guidance. They've issued guidance, but they have not issued any rules or mandates specific to COVID-19. So we as a union are playing a huge role in working with our employers and making sure that they're implementing actions that we feel are necessary for our membership. Things that you hear a lot about now, like temperature checks for employees coming into the workplace. Those are things that we were working with our employers very early on in the pandemic to implement in our workplaces to keep our members as safe as possible. So absolutely, OSHA needs to step in. But where they have not, our union has stepped in to protect our membership.
Amy, how is communication at your store? And by way of understanding any potential outbreaks, any outbreaks that have happened, I don't know if that has happened at your store, but how much transparency is there? How much do you know?
Well, we haven't had any outbreaks that were specific to our store, but we have had people out on because they tested positive or because they were in contact with someone. In the beginning, everyone, you know, wanted to know, well, who is it? Was I in contact with them? If they were in your specific department, you were told. But other than that, you know, for privacy reasons, we weren't told. And we have a lot of high school kids that work at our store. And a lot of them have been out on quarantine because they came in contact with other students that tested positive.
Have your staffing levels been strained, Amy?
Definitely, definitely. Because last week alone, we had quite a few people out on quarantine, and then we get yelled at by customers because we don't have enough cashiers open. And if we say, well, I'm very sorry, you know, we've had a lot of people quarantining, then they just roll their eyes at us.
Mm, wow. Have you had to work back-to-back shifts or take on extra hours?
Definitely. In the beginning, we worked long hours when we were getting slammed with everybody stocking up on things. And even now when people are out on quarantines or they're out with because they tested positive, a lot of us stay longer or come in on extra shifts.
Yeah. Amy Schultz is a grocery store worker and on the executive board of Local 1473. Melanie Meyer-Bartoff is a director for United Food and Commercial Workers Local 1473. We're discussing pressure from frontline grocery store and retail workers who are seeking hazard pay and stricter cleaning standards amid the holiday season, what it looks like to work on the front lines. How does it feel to work there? What kind of precautions do you take when you leave home? Are you required to wear a mask at work? Do customers comply? Still time to talk about this. 800-642-1234. We'll be back in a minute here on the Ideas Network. It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Kroger employee Amy Schultz. She's a member of UFCW Local 1473, serves on its executive board, and is the union steward at her grocery store. Melanie Meyer-Bartoff is political director, service director as well for UFCW Local 1473, representing workers in Wisconsin and Upper Michigan. Collectively, the United Food and Commercial Workers International Union represents 900,000 grocery workers. Let's take a call now. Jan is joining us from Oak Creek. Hi, Jan. What would you like to add?
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning. I'd just like to ask, what could the general public do to help you people out? Because I just appreciate so much what you do. I pick up my groceries and stuff, and I will leave a tip because, you know, you can use all the money you can, but I know some places don't. But what can I do? You know, what can we do?
Yeah, Jan, that is a great question to ask. Amy, you first.
Thank you for your support, first off. If you're in the store, just please wear your mask and wear it correctly. There's so many people that are wearing a mask, but it's not even covering their nose and their mouth. And also give the cashiers and the baggers some space. The plexiglass isn't always in the right space for really to protect the cashier, and the bagger has none at all. So the most thing we ask for is wear your mask and give us some space.
Mm. Melanie, what would you like to add?
Yes. Thank you so much for that supportive comment. And I echo what Amy said. We just ask our customers, please wear your mask and remember that it may be 5 minutes or 25 minutes of your day, but your shopping environment is someone else's work environment. So please be mindful of that. And also, if you want to be supportive of our retail grocery members, you can do so on our Facebook page at UFCW 1473. We have a few resources there for you as well, including a petition that you can sign to support our efforts to reinstate hazard pay for our grocery members. We also have a UFCW campaign, Thank a Grocery Worker. So you can thank a grocery worker and give a shout out to one of our members there. Or when you're in the store, just say thank you, give a nice comment on the receipt, and be supportive of those members in every way that you can.
Melanie, the paid sick and family leave that Congress passed early in the pandemic, it expires at the end of the month. What is UFCW's stance on this? What are you asking for?
Well, one important thing first to note about the Families First Coronavirus legislation is that paid leave that supplies up to 2 weeks of paid leave for some employees actually excluded employers with more than 500 employees. So there were a lot of employers that we work with that were exempt from that. So that was one shortcoming with that. So our union has, again, negotiated and thankfully been able to secure paid leave for the majority of our members through our union negotiating. But really, workers need to have guaranteed paid time off for COVID-19. It is a work safety issue, and it is really a public health issue. Workers need to know that if they are symptomatic, if they need to quarantine due to close contact, if they're awaiting their own test results, or if they themselves test positive, they need to know that they have paid time off that they can take so that they're not suffering financially and so they're not put in the impossible position of having to choose between their paycheck or their health and the health of their family and coworkers.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Melanie Meyer-Bartoff, who is Political and Service Director for UFCW Local 1473. Amy Schultz is a grocery store worker at a Kroger in the southeastern part of our state, member of UFCW Local 1473's Union Executive Board. We're talking about what essential workers are seeking months into the pandemic, taking your questions, your thoughts, 800-642-1234. Ken is with us from Fond du Lac. Hi, Ken. What is on your mind?
Well, I'm just wondering, you know, since the pandemic has hit, in grocery stores, you see a lot of different, like with the carts, you know, they're obviously, you're touching them. Some places are sanitizing them. Some places aren't. I mean, my wife is afraid to go into the store. So just wanting to know, like, is there some kind of mandate that's going to be rolled out or something that can help with making sure that these things are safe when you go in to use them? Because obviously a lot of people are using these things. So I'm just curious what, if there's anything going to be coming for that.
Yeah, Ken, thank you. Amy, what is your approach to the carts at your store?
We have some cart cleaning stations set up in the entranceways where you can take the spray and the cleaner, the paper towels, and clean your own cart when you come in the store.
Okay. Melanie, anything you'd like to share there about how to keep the carts clean?
The only thing I would add to Amy's comment is that, you know, the stores are doing the best that they can. And obviously they've got those stations there for customers to do it themselves. But as far as a mandate, I mean, the short answer is no, unless OSHA takes some action related to COVID-19 and there is something specific that comes down that mandates employers to take those actions, there will be no mandate. So right now, employers are doing the best that they can themselves to try to manage the cart situation and keep them sanitized, as well as the entire stores.
Amy, has your employer provided you and your fellow employees with PPE? I'm thinking like masks and hand sanitizer, or what is at your station that is readily available for safety and cleaning?
We are provided with masks every day. As far as hand sanitizer, we ran out of the hand sanitizer they provided employees months ago. So now it's kind of up to us to have our own hand sanitizer. And even as far as cleaning goes, there's not a whole lot of cleaning other than what we do ourselves. And we don't really have a lot of time to do that always either because we're so short-staffed and it's busy and there's other things that they want done first. I do agree with what Melanie says about OSHA. OSHA really does need to step in and make sure these stores are getting cleaned and that the plexiglass is in the right spots. Like right now in our store, the plexiglass that's in front of the cashier, it is directly in front of the cashier, but as soon as the customer moves to the spot where they pay, there's nothing separating the cashier and the customer at that point. And where the bagger stands, there's nothing protecting them whatsoever. So customers are standing within inches of the baggers. I really do think OSHA needs to step in and make sure we do have more things, more hand sanitizer, more cart cleaning, more plexiglass.
Melanie, has the union been talking with employers about this issue?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So we, throughout the pandemic, our union representatives have continued their servicing schedules. So they are still making contact with our members safely, of course, in their work sites so that any concerns we're made aware of, we are addressing immediately with that employer. So whether it's running out of a supply or in a plant environment, we have safety committees. So workers can literally go to their union steward, bring an issue, and that member will bring it immediately to the appropriate company representative. And then the union officials are also looped in so that we can make sure whatever the concern is, it's being addressed. But absolutely, in the absence of action by OSHA, our union has really stepped in, and we are doing the groundwork of addressing safety concerns and making sure that employers are adequately protecting their workers, providing the PPE that's necessary. Our own union has worked to provide additional PPE, such as face shields and hand sanitizers and things like that, that can help to protect our members in the workplace. So absolutely, we are addressing those issues.
It makes me wonder what frontline workers, essential workers, are doing if they're not in a union and they don't have a union advocating for them.
Yes, that's a great point. And that's another reason why federal action or state action and some action by OSHA is so necessary. We need enforceable guidance so that everybody as a worker, regardless of where you're employed, knows that they are going to be as safe as possible in the workplace. And again, you're absolutely correct. In a non-union environment, there are no standards. There's not a union there to ensure that those protections are taking place. So there needs to be some action at a federal level to protect our country's workers.
Amy, we only have a few seconds left, but I want to ask you, what has the pandemic taught you about yourself in these times and how you function at work?
I feel I'm pretty resilient and I can adjust to changing situations. It's not always easy because sometimes you have to choose between, if you have the sniffles in the morning, am I supposed to go to work? Am I not supposed to go to work? But yet we still need to get paid. It's hard, but we're all resilient there.
Thank you both for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Melanie Meyer-Bartoff is Political Director and Service Director for UFCW Local 1473. Amy Schultz, a grocery worker for a Kroger store in the southeastern part of our state, also on the union's executive board. Coming up next hour, it is Dan Rather, renowned journalist and former CBS National Evening News anchor. He joins us to discuss the current state and the future of America. Hope you can join us for that conversation. Stay with us. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.